Ko moe awa tamanui Francine tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. He felled thousands of trees in his career, but now he has become the mighty Totara to fall. World champion woodchopper Jason Wynyard of Ngāti Manu and Maniapoto has died of cancer. He was 49. Mook Honnick from Ngāti Maniapoto knew him growing up in Murupara and captained the first New Zealand team he was selected for.
The very next year he surpassed all of us and went to the Premier side. The rest is history. He just created so many wins and achievements for himself in the timber sports world, in the wood chopping world, the sawing. He achieved everything there to achieve. He done it. He's the biggest, greatest winner of all time that came from our shores. And obviously, I'm very proud, just like he was. That honour belonged to himself as a Māori man.
Mook Honnick says while many big wood choppers rely on their strength, Jason Wynyard also mastered the technique needed to win consistently. Jason Wynyard has been taken back to Kāretu Marae in the Bay of Islands. On other news, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says despite campaigning against co-governance, National will have to acknowledge Māori interest in water if it becomes government. He says Labour had expanded time and political capital on fixing New Zealand's water infrastructure because too much of it is past its use-by date, with sewer pipes collapsing and people having to boil their water in places where treatment plants fail.
The issues around co-governance, which seem to have been a bit of a dog whistle to a lot of people who are, you know, anxious about that, we're going to be grappling with that regardless of whether we consolidate the way water entities are run or not. Because Māori have an established right in water, the courts have established that. Now, unless the National Party, the ACT Party and New Zealand First Party decide to legislate over the top of an established right that the courts have established, they're going to have to find another way of grappling with this.
Chris Hipkins says Labour's affordable water reforms are about ensuring ratepayers aren't forced to cover the full cost of fixing water infrastructure. He says he's on the mend from COVID and hopes to get out of isolation on Friday so he can ask the questions National's Chris Luxon doesn't want to answer. Lastly, a mural of a Māori Jesus at a Dunedin primary school has been painted over in what the principal believes was a racist attack. St. Joseph's Cathedral School principal Jo Stanley says she arrived at school to find the new mural had been fully covered in white paint. The mural was painted by Dunedin artist Aroha Novak of Ngai Te Rangi and Ngāti Kahungunu. Jesus was depicted wearing a korowai with designs created by the pupils. Novak told the Otago Daily Times the rainbow halo for Jesus was also the pupil's idea. She said the aim was to have an accessible piece of artwork for everyone that reflected the school's Māori and Catholic values. And that's your Wātea English News.